We leveled off about a kilometer from the surface and sped along much faster than the rock's escape velocity, constantly correcting to keep from flying away. The surface rolled below us in a dark gray blur. We shed a little light from the pseudo-Serenkov glow made by our tachyon exhaust, scooting away from our reality into its own. The ungainly contraption skimmed and jumped along for some 10 minutes. Then suddenly, the front jet glowed, and we were snapped forward inside our suits, eyeballs trying to escape from their sockets in the rapid deceleration.
"Prepare for ejection,"
the machine's female mechanical voice said.
5, 4...
The ship's lasers started firing, millisecond flashes freezing the land below in jerky stroboscopic motion. It was a twisted, pockmarked jumble of fissures and random black rocks a few meters below our feet. We were dropping, slowing.
3.
It never got any farther. There was a too bright flash, and I saw the horizon drop away as the ship's tail pitched down, then clipped the ground, and we were rolling, horribly, pieces of people and ship scattering. Then we slid, pinwheeling, to a bumpy halt, and I tried to pull free, but my leg was pinned under the ship's bulk. Excruciating pain and a dry crunch as the girder crushed my leg. Shrill whistle of air escaping my breached suit. Then the trauma maintenance turned on. Snick! More pain, then no pain, and I was rolling free, short stump of a leg trailing blood that froze shiny black on the dull black rock. I tasted brass, and a red haze closed everything out, then deepened to the brown of river clay, then loam, and I passed out, with the pill, thinking, "This is not so bad." The suit is set up to save as much of your body as possible. If you lose part of an arm or leg, one of 16 razor-sharp irises closes around your limb with the force of a hydraulic press, snipping it off neatly and sealing the suit before you can die of explosive decompression. Then trauma maintenance cauterizes the stump, replaces lost blood, and fills you full of happy juice. And no shock. So you will either die happy, or, if your comrades go on to win the battle, eventually be carried back up to the ship's aid station.